But this, actually, I got this on another airline. I was reading this. This is great. This is in the In-Flight magazine, which is just the best journalism. They really dig deep. Man, if you want to find out 101 things to do with plums, just read your In-Flight magazine. All right. So this is in another airlines magazine, and this is called Miles for Kids. This is a letter from the president. And what he's doing is he's urging everybody to give up their frequent flyer miles for sick kids. And I won't read the whole thing, obviously, but basically says, this program uses frequent flyer miles accumulated in a special fund to provide free travel for sick and terminally ill kids who need to get to a particular destination to obtain medical care or to realize a special travel dream that would otherwise go unfulfilled. And that was the thing that made me go, huh? Would otherwise go unfulfilled? Because when I was reading this, there were two empty seats next to me. So why can't sick kids sit there, you know? I mean, if they're so concerned with sick kids, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't mean to sound greedy or crass, but why is it incumbent upon me to give up my miles when this, there's empty, we've all flown where there are empty seats, you know? Shouldn't there be like a pen of sick kids, you know, next to the gate? You know, so like, okay, kids, okay, two seats have opened up. Two people were good enough to give up some of their miles so some of you could get some help. So we have two seats available, so let's see. Who's the young boy who's dying next week? Let's get him up here, wheel him up here. Okay, yeah. Yes, next week. Okay. Yes. Well, they should have told you. Okay. Yeah. And we have one more seat available. Who do we have here? Let's see. How about you, Funny Walk? Let's get Funny Walk up here. Okay. Off you go. Okay. I'm sorry, kids. That's all we have room for. No, no, there are other empty seats, but you'd have to pay for them because... Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. No, but that's airline policy. I know, I'm sorry. Would anybody care for some porn? Brian, let's get them the world's filthiest ball-draining comeback. I think you kids will like that.